Kipapa Elementary School Principal Corrine Yogi won big last night. She was named winner of the Masayuki Tokioka Excellent Award in School Leadership. She wins $25,000 in prize money that was presented by the Island Insurance Foundation. Ms. Yogi joins us in the studio this morning. So has it sunk in yet?
Slowly.
So $25,000, that's a wonderful gift from the foundation. And I know you folks were asked, you know, what would you do with that money?
So can you share with us? It's an amazing opportunity. I want to redesign our school library. Because our philosophy is to educate the whole child at Kipapa. And so with the two focus areas being our culture, school culture, and literacy in reading. And so we really want to redesign our library to be the hub for our community as well as our school, and to have like maker spaces, so like an area for STEM, maybe with Lego, robotics kind of things, an area for drawing or, you know, art, an area for students to just lie down, meet with their friends, read, you know, and enjoy, an area for studying. So I'd like it to be where parents can come after school with their children of all ages, and there's something productive to do for everyone. I also want to provide a space for our students that move on to middle and high school, because we are a Title I school. We're the only Title I school in Mililani, with about half of our students qualifying for free and reduced price meals. So they don't necessarily have the technology and internet access that they need to do their work at home. So I want to provide access and the technology for our middle school and high school students after school and in the evenings for them to come back and work on homework and do projects, and also provide classes for our parents and adults to learn more about technology, learn English if they need to learn English, get their GED, you know, just something that's there for the whole family.
So really, this is a win for the community, because you're really putting all that money back into Mililani, into your school community.
Yes.
And so explain that, because the community has helped you along the way.
Yes, we have many community partners all throughout Mililani and beyond that have really come together to partner with us to support our students and our families. For example, we have school supply drives before school starts. We have donations of clothing and shoes, slippers, you know, all kinds of things. Books, we always get books. And so that's one thing we're looking for, is more books, different things that we can provide for our students and our families, just for them to be able to have a level playing field.
Right. And you were selected out of a field of 14. You're a longtime educator. And I always like to ask people, you know, was there a teacher that you remember that you would like to shout out that kind of got you on your way and got you excited about learning?
Yeah, actually, it was my fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Akiyoshi at Palisades Elementary. She was just a phenomenal teacher, and she had that special quality of making each student feel special, and she got to know each of us. And I remember distinctly that she called my house once to talk to me about something. I can't even remember what it was for, but it made me feel so special that my teacher would call me at home, you know. And then, of course, my two most important teachers were my parents. My mom and dad were very special, and my mom, coming from France, taught us about loving unconditionally and just valuing each person. My dad was all about, you know, a strong work ethic, remaining humble, but always helping people whenever you can.
And we understand that you had them there last night.
Yeah, my mom was with me, so that was really special. And I had so many colleagues and friends that really made it special for me.
And so you haven't gone back to school yet, and so you're headed over there after this. But
yes.
I'm sure all your kids will be very proud of you.
Oh, I'm so proud of them.
And what is it that maybe drives you? You know, because you've come through the ranks as an educator. So what is it about education and teaching that you love?
Well, I love children. And I think the children are our future. And we need to take time to impart into them what they need, because they will be our future leaders of our society. And Kipapa has always been a special place, even when I was there as a teacher many years ago. It's always been like a family. So we call ourselves the Kipapa Ohana, and we network with the families, the community partners. Everybody on campus is a teacher, and we all love the children and look out for the children, and we network our resources to best support the children in everything.
And that community has changed a lot over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the challenges with your students and your school community?
Well, like I said, about 52% of our students qualify for free and reduced price meals. And we're the only Title I school in Mililani. And, you know, we live in a wonderful community, very family oriented, lots of activities. However, some of our students aren't able to access all of those. Yeah. So what we provide at Kipapa is very important. You know, so that's why I'm glad that we have that philosophy of educating the whole child, because we believe that education, as far as the academics, is really important. They need a solid foundation. That's why we're focusing on literacy with reading. But we also feel it's important for them to be able to work well with others, have a heart, have good character, be able to speak in front of a group. We have performing arts, you know, we have PE and technology, all the different opportunities for our students to be well-rounded.
Right, the whole child.
Yes.
And, gosh, I don't know, as far as this competition, I mean, you were nominated, and, you know, last night, I mean, what was the first thing that came through your mind when you heard you were the winner?
I was like, yes, we can redesign our library for our kids. I was so excited for our school.
I mean, that money really does help so much, because the DOE has lots of competing, you know, interests, you know, lots of great needs. And so, you know, very generous of the foundation to present this award to the top educators.
Yes, and I'm very thankful to Tyler Tokioka and his family and the foundation for providing that opportunity and just taking the time to recognize the positive things that are happening in our public schools.
And so are you going to celebrate this weekend?
Well, hopefully, yes. I'm not sure. I have a really busy weekend.
Yeah. Busy day planned today. You're going to go back?
Yes, I want to go back to see. Yeah, we have actually, we have our second graders doing a performance this afternoon.
Oh, okay. Well, you'll have to tell us all about it. All right. Well, thank you so much and congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
That was Corinne Yogi, principal, who won the top prize out of 14 nominations across the state. The announcement was made at the Public Schools of Hawaii Foundation dinner that was held in Waikiki last night.